Welcome to Long-Term Care Radio on Seattle's Cairo Radio. Long-Term Care Radio is brought to you in part by 525 Advisors, your local long-term care experts. Brian Ott is a certified long-term care planning specialist and will show you how to protect the people you love from the financial, physical, and emotional consequences of a long-term care situation. Because of new state and federal laws, there are new and exciting options you need to know about. Now, here's your host, Brian Ott.
And good morning, and thanks for tuning in to Long-Term Care Radio on the shortest day of the year. You know, this is actually one of my favorite days because I know I'm going to wake up tomorrow and we're going to get another 45 seconds of daylight and another minute, another 2 minutes, and it just keeps getting longer and longer, the days, until basically June, which I just love that. So anyway, I'd like to start off this weekend by saying thank you to everybody that made it to our long-term care planning class last Saturday over in Bellevue. That was just a lot of fun, a really good success. And if you're new to Long-Term Care Radio, you're going to hear me talking about these classes because we teach classes every month. We try to teach one to two every single month. And the reason why we do it is to really just give a, you know, give you a way to come in and sit down in a non-threatening environment and learn about some of the things we talk about. This is not a seminar. I do not allow you to sign up for anything. It's just come in, learn about the stuff you hear us talk about on the radio. And then my favorite part of the class always is getting to meet the people that come and answering their questions. Because what's going to happen is you'll be sitting there at the table and someone behind you will ask a question. And then that will get you thinking about something like, hey, I never thought about that. Or how does the elimination period work? That's a great question. And we just keep going round and round on that. And I always just I get so much good positive feedback. So just a special thank you to everybody that made it to our class last Saturday. Our next class, believe it or not, is in 2020. We're going to be turning over the calendar here. And our first class will be Saturday, January 18th at 9 a.m. And all the information is on our website. That's how you sign up, 525longtermcare.com. Again, 525longtermcare.com. And the class is free. We're going to give you a copy of our book. The reason why we're asking you to sign up is so that we can keep a head count. We have limited space in our training room, and so we like to keep it relatively small so that when we get to the question and answer time, we have time to get to everybody's questions. And so, again, no cost for the class. You can sign up, come join us, get a copy of our book, A Guide to Long-Term Care Planning. Next one is January 18th at 9 a.m. And by the way, we are off of the Southeast 8th exit in Bellevue. So if you're familiar with Bellevue, the main exit is the Northeast 8th exit. We're just down south. It's a lot easier to get on and off of 405. It doesn't matter if you're coming from the north or the south. We have free parking, pretty easy to get to. All the directions and everything are on our website as well, too. So if you want to come learn and see a little bit more about what we do, come sign up for one of the classes. Next one, January 18th. Now, I will tell you that the reason why we have the classes and the radio show is to just really bring awareness about long-term care, or what we call an extended care situation. There's so much that's involved in this. And so what we do in the classes is we talk about, you know, the basics, what it pays for. How do you trigger a plan? How do you trigger a claim? What is the average length of a claim? What does it cost? We just talk about all that stuff. We teach you about the difference between a traditional plan and a hybrid plan and some of your options. How can I put a plan in place that will protect me and my family? And there's lots of different ways you can do that. And so the idea of the class is to teach you that stuff, and the radio show to just bring awareness of some of these new programs that are out there and really just have a discussion. But also, one of the main points for this radio show is to talk about some of the ancillary issues and consequences, so to speak, of that come with an extended healthcare situation that we might not think of. And so today, I want to dedicate this show to Mark from Woodinville, because Mark sent us in a question through our website at 525longtermcare.com. And I'm just going to build the show around this and answer this question for him as we go throughout the show. And Mark says this on the email: I don't want my children in charge of my finances. Can you explain how the insurance company pays out the benefits and who is in control of that if I cannot manage my own finances? Folks, this is a great question. And a little background on Mark. I got a chance to speak with him. Mark just went through this with a family member, basically with his parents. And the point is, this is something we don't think about. A lot of people just say, hey, I have plenty of money. I'm not worried about it. I don't need long-term care insurance. I'll just pay my own way. But what if you're in a situation where you cannot manage your own finances? That's something that a lot of people don't think of. You think, well, I'll just have my kid write the check, right? But guess what? It's not that simple. And I learned this watching my own grandmother go through this. And my grandmother had three daughters. And, you know, this is one of those things that we have to think about. Who's in charge of my finances? Are they going to make the right decision? And I will just tell you that there is a lot of issues on this. If you have wealth, if you have any meaningful amount of money and assets, that means there's a lot more eyeballs on your estate. So people are watching that money. And what happens in a lot of long-term care situations is the siblings don't necessarily agree on, number one, how to get the level of care that you need, what the right level of care is, and how to pay for it. A lot of, maybe, you know, you got two siblings against the third sibling saying, hey, I think we should just put mom or dad in this assisted living facility. That's fine. It's less expensive. And maybe the other one saying, that's not what mom or dad wanted. They wanted to stay in their home. We should spend the extra money and bring the caregivers into their home. And little things like that can really just tear a family apart. And this was one of the situations that Mark lived through. So that's the point for the question is saying, I don't want my kids in control of the finances. And it's not from a point of saying that he doesn't trust his kids. It's a point that he doesn't want them to be burdened with that. He doesn't want to put a rift between his children over something, on a disagreement about how to pay for something or which asset is more important than the other asset. I mean, you have a family home, you have a second home, maybe one of the siblings is really attached to that and the other ones think it's just an old house that can be sold. Things like that happen over and over again in these long-term care situations. So we're going to talk a little bit about that today on the show, of just about when you have an insurance plan, how does that insurance plan pay out? How does it work? How is that money managed? And I will tell you, if you look on my website or you see one of my business cards, you'll see a couple of designations. One is the RICP, which is a designation that I earned. The other one is the CLTC, which stands for Certified in Long-Term Care. And the attorney that had really developed the CLTC program years ago, this was one of his main sticking points, is that long-term care situations do not bring families together. In fact, it's just the opposite. It will tear families apart, and a lot of times it will cause a rift between siblings that will last forever. And so this just really brought this point home when I saw this question from Mark from Woodinville just saying, hey, I don't want my kids to have to worry about this. How does this system work? Because I don't want my kids to go through what we just went through as kids, taking care of our parents and having to deal with the financial issues. So we've got a lot to talk about on the show. I appreciate everybody tuning in. Stick around. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back to Long-Term Care Radio.
Due to recent changes in the Pension Protection Act, new asset-based plans guarantee a tax-free benefit for long-term care and pay you back with interest if you never use it. Learn more and sign up for one of Brian's free classes at 525longtermcare.com.
One of the biggest mistakes you can make heading into retirement is not planning for the high costs of an extended healthcare situation. Many people assume they have enough money saved only to watch everything they've worked hard for get whittled down to nothing from the ongoing costs of a long-term care situation. Do not make that mistake. By putting a long-term care plan in place, you guarantee yourself a source of funds to pay for care when needed, and you also know you will not become a burden on your family. Do what my wife and I did. Go learn about all the new long-term care plans offered by 525 Advisors. These new plans protect your savings, protect your family, and pay you back if you never use them. Learn more by attending one of the upcoming classes taught by Brian Ott, who's the host of Long-Term Care Radio right here on Cairo. Brian has a long-term care planning class coming up January 18th. Seating will be limited for this first class of the year. So sign up today at 525longtermcare.com. It's a free class. You'll get a copy of Brian's book, too. 525longtermcare.com.
Sometimes big events in your life all of a sudden cause you to wake up and realize you should start planning for the future. I lost my dad a little over a year ago to cancer, and I remember thinking to myself, I should probably have a will or trust. So I called Rick Gregorek. Now, the reason I called Rick Gregorek is because I've been listening to him on Cairo Radio on Sunday mornings, and the guy is an absolute expert. I sat down with him. I explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or charitable trust, real estate, taxes. It was so complicated. I was so glad I had Rick right there to walk me through the whole process. So be proactive. Take control of your life right now. Go meet with Rick Gregorek and schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show like I do, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Schedule a meeting with my estate planner, Rick Gregorek, at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Staying in control of your care options is a better alternative than letting the government decide for you. Welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, Certified Long-Term Care Planning Specialist with 525 Advisors.
And welcome back. Thanks for tuning in to Long-Term Care Radio. You know, all this snow we're getting in the mountains hopefully will put a few more of us in the Christmas spirit, because I'll tell you, it just seems like Christmas snuck up on us. I mean, this is it, right? Saturday before Christmas, and if you haven't got your shopping done, it's probably a good weekend to get out there and get that done, because Wednesday is right around the corner. But again, you heard some ads. We have our next class coming up January 18th. That's a 9 a.m. kickoff class. All the information is available at our website, 525longtermcare.com. You can just sign up under upcoming events. And underneath that, you're going to see Long-Term Care Radio question of the week. And if you have a question for us, you can always send it through there or a comment. And just, you know, we always look at that. We read them. And that's where we got this week's question, was from Mark in Woodinville. And Mark just said, hey, you know, I don't want my children in control of my finances. So can you explain how the long-term care insurance plans pay out? And it's such a valid point, because a lot of people don't realize that if I'm in a long-term care situation, especially if it's a cognitive situation, I may go years where I'm in a situation where I'm not really managing my own finances. I need somebody to do that. And that's why it's so important to get your legal documents in order, your power of attorney, your medical directives, things like that, and really understand that who is in a role to do that. So many families will just simply say, hey, we're going to, you know, make the oldest child the power of attorney and not really put much thought into it. But are they really the right person to make those decisions? Do they have financial background? Do they have the knowledge and the skill set to really effectively manage your finances? And we see that a lot in married couples. I know that, you know, my mom and dad were that way. My mom was the bookkeeper and the accountant for the family. I mean, I don't think my dad ever wrote a check in his life. He signed them, but he never wrote them. And so think of it that way, where if you've got a spouse and all of a sudden, you know, mom is the bookkeeper and the accountant, and all of a sudden she ends up in a long-term care situation due to a cognitive impairment, she can't manage those finances. What kind of stress is that putting on dad? And if it's both of you, or you're a single senior and you have your kids stepping in, again, that's a lot of pressure. They have to understand how to manage the finances and what you want to happen. So those are all things that you need to really think about. And that's one of those ancillary consequences of an extended healthcare situation. So for Mark, what I want to talk about here is how the insurance companies will actually pay once I trigger a long-term care insurance claim. And there's really two distinct ways that this is going to happen. Number one, there's two asset-based plans out there. These are plans that pay you back whether you use them or not. There's two companies out there that actually will pay the monthly benefit in what they call a cash benefit or an indemnity plan. That's what the IRS calls it. And cash indemnity plans just simply say whatever your monthly balance is, whatever your monthly benefit, excuse me, whatever that benefit is going to be paid to your estate. So if my benefit says $6,000 a month and I go on claim, I'm going to get a check for $6,000 every single month. It doesn't matter if I'm only spending $3,000 on care or if I'm spending $5,000 on care, I'm going to get the full $6,000. And what I'm not spending, I can just basically put in my savings and bank and use it for, you know, further down the road. So full monthly benefits are paid out in cash. Now, something to keep in mind on this is that that will also allow you to pay for informal care. So it will allow you to pay for family members because you have the resources now to pay those family members. Now, I'll just have to just forewarn you from an accounting point of view and from a legal point of view, I can't give that advice, but there are some things to consider if you're hiring a family member or you're hiring a neighbor's friend, like, you know, liability insurance and payroll and all those kind of things. But as a general rule, if you just need to bring additional money into the household to pay for some additional costs, you can use that cash benefit to pay for informal care as well, too, because there's no receipts required on cash benefits. They just simply go off of the plan of care from the doctor that triggers the policy. And then as long as you're receiving care from somebody, that's going to allow you to get that monthly benefit paid out of your long-term care insurance plan. Now, cash benefit sounds great, and it is great in a lot of circumstances, but there are some cautions to this. Number one is there's no audit trail on a cash benefit plan. That means, let's go back to Mark's question, right? What if I can't manage my own finances? So if your kid is the power of attorney and you're getting $8,000 a month out of your benefit, and your kid goes and puts you in an assisted living facility place over in Yakima for $3,500 a month, they get to keep the rest of the money. It's just cash coming in. And also, if you hire caregivers on there, there's no claim specialists on the other end sitting there managing, looking at it, saying, hey, the plan of care for Mark calls for 2 hours of physical therapy 3 days a week. Why are they billing him for six? That's what a claim specialist does. On a cash benefit, you don't have that. They are simply just giving you the check. Lastly, you may be responsible for being able to prove that you're spending the money on long-term care expenses. And I say may because the IRS puts a per diem limit. And that per diem limit is a little over $300 now, $370, I think it's up to now. So you've got about $11,100 a month. As long as you're receiving less than that, you don't have to technically provide any paperwork. If you're receiving $15,000 a month, which is over that per diem limit, that's okay. That's still a tax-free benefit. It's just that you have to now have a paperwork trail showing that you're spending the money on actual long-term care expenses. Otherwise, you have to claim that as income and pay taxes on the difference. So remember, there's no audit trail, and there may be some bookworking done on that. And lastly, on a cash benefit plan, you really, really need to trust who is your power of attorney and who's in control of your finances, because that is just cash coming into them. And so again, there is a lot of room for abuse on these cash benefit plans, and I don't like to see them. If it's a single person, especially with no children, I much more prefer a reimbursement benefit, and that is the second way that an insurance company is going to pay out. Reimbursement is just that. You have those caregivers coming into your home. At the end of the month, they're going to give you a copy of the bill. They're going to send a copy of the bill to the insurance company, and the insurance company is going to reimburse you. And if I'm in a facility, it's the same thing. The facility is going to send in a bill to the insurance company every month, and the insurance company is going to look at that, and they're going to reimburse you up to your monthly limit. So again, if you have a $6,000 reimbursement policy and you're spending $5,800 on long-term care, you will get a check for $5,800. Most of these companies will do what they call a direct reimbursement or a direct pay, meaning that you have the option to sign over and say, when that bill comes in from my caregivers or from my assisted living facility, just pay them directly up to my limit. So for my grandmother, she had $2,100 a month coming in. She was spending about $35 originally on her assisted living facility. This was in southern Colorado, so the expenses were a lot less there. But basically what happened is the insurance company just sent the full $2,100 every month because they knew she was spending more than that. So you can do direct pay. The other thing is caregivers do the paperwork on this. So again, if I'm not managing my finances, I'm not sending in bills to the insurance company either. So somebody else is going to do that for you. If I'm in a facility, there's going to be a manager that's going to take care of that. If I have a caregiver coming into my home, they will have a billing specialist that will bill the insurance company directly. Here's the great thing about reimbursement plans. There's no accounting involved for you. At the end of the year, insurance companies are required to send out what they call a 10 1099 LTC. So we get 1099 I's, which tells us how much interest we earned. We get a 1099 R, which tells us how much money we took out of our retirement account. 1099 LTC just tells us how much money we receive from the insurance company, but we don't have to do anything with that if it's checked reimbursement. That means all the paperwork was done on the insurance side. So they are responsible to verify that all the money they sent you was for a qualified long-term care expense defined by the IRS. So your custodial care, your skilled nursing care, whatever it is, your housing expenses, that's all part of those expenses. So there is an audit trail on the reimbursement, and you also have access to the claim specialist, which means when someone sends that bill in, the claim specialist is going to look at that and they're going to match up your plan of care. And it works both ways. They're going to make sure that you don't have that care agency billing you for 16 hours of grocery shopping or billing you for 6 hours of physical therapy when you're really only receiving two. And so when they see those discrepancies, they're going to be able to go back in there and say, wait a second, why did this change? Did we get a new plan of care? Or why are you billing 16 hours for grocery shopping? And so it helps you preserve that money for you to use further down the road. And that's really the great thing about having a claim specialist. You have somebody there that's kind of an advocate for you looking at that. Lastly, the thing to keep in mind on a reimbursement plan is they cannot be used to pay for informal care. So all the care I receive on a reimbursement plan is going to be formal care, meaning a licensed healthcare professional. And that's what most people want anyway. Once I move into a facility, it doesn't matter whether it's cash or reimbursement. Now, the vast majority of plans out there are offering reimbursements. I have two long-term care policies myself. They are both reimbursement. I don't have a cash reimbursement plan, but there are ways, you know, in situations where maybe a cash plan works out better than a reimbursement. Now, for Mark's question, not wanting his kids to be in control of his finances, a reimbursement plan makes a lot of sense in a situation, and I totally understand that. So, great question, and I want you to stick around because I'm going to show you how we set up a client of the week, a long-term care plan protecting a person that had no kids at all. We'll be right back to Long-Term Care Radio.
Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, providing valuable insight to protect you in the event of an extended healthcare situation. Learn more by attending one of Brian's free classes this month. Sign up now at 525longtermcare.com. 525longtermcare.com.
This is Michael Medved. Financial experts will tell you that you should have a plan in place for the high cost of long-term care. If your plan consists of using your savings to pay for any long-term care needs in the future, then take a moment to contact 525 Advisors. 525 Advisors are the local long-term care experts. They will show you how to set up an asset-based plan using a portion of your existing savings. Now, this way you maintain control of your money and you're guaranteed to get your money back even if you don't need long-term care. For every dollar you put in today, 525 Advisors will show you how to get $3 to $4 back in tax-free long-term care protection. Call 525 Advisors today to learn how you can put a portion of your savings to work and protect your family and the rest of your assets from the high costs of long-term care. Call today at 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188 and 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's Story Monson with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital. And Zach, as we close out the year and look ahead to a crazy election year in 2020, what's the number one thing investors need to be aware of?
Dory, I'll tell you the same thing I told you when you and Suzanne became clients. Risk management. We're looking at 10 to 15 new prospective client portfolios every week. And I see two things. A, people are being far too cautious. Or B, people aren't being nearly cautious enough. And remember, it doesn't have to be all or nothing. We can take less risk, pay far less in fees, and increase our upside potential. And our free booklet, Common Sense Investing, will show you exactly how we do that.
Call Zach right now to get your free copy of Common Sense Investing, 866-779-RISK. That's 866-779-RISK or knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement where the firm's licensed to conduct business. Bulwark Capital is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
This is Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Staying in control of your care options is a better alternative than letting the government decide for you. Long-Term Care Radio is brought to you in part by 525 Advisors, your local long-term care experts.
and welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio. You know, I really appreciate all the feedback we get. And if you have a comment for us, a message, you just write on our website. You're going to see Long-Term Care Radio Question of the Week. When you click on that, it pops up an email box, and you can shoot over an email, and Madeline and I will go through those every week and read them. And that's how we got the Question of the Week this week from Mark in Woodinville, just saying, hey, you know, I don't want my kids in control of my finances. And how do the insurance companies pay out? How does that money actually flow? And that's something that a lot of people just don't think about. People just think, I have money. Well, look at all the fraud, especially in the elder abuse cases and financial fraud. The vast majority of it comes from family members. And I had a real good friend out here who had an uncle that, you know, basically took about $700,000 out of grandma's account over 4 years that she was in the nursing home. And they caught her when they ran out of money because, you know, some of the other siblings found out. So there's all kinds of things to worry about like that. And so that's what we are talking about today, is how does a reimbursement plan work versus a cash benefit plan? And the reimbursement plan, just think of it, it's going to have some safety features. You know, cash, think of that as, you know, driving a motorcycle down the road. You know, no seatbelt, no airbags. You're just, it's fun. It's invigorating. It's all those great things. But compared to a car, that's a reimbursement plan. A car is going to have some safety issues. It's going to have some anti-lock brakes. It's going to have four wheels on the ground. It's going to have seatbelts, airbags, something over you. So again, that's kind of the way the analogy I like to look at. Cash can be good in the right situation. However, reimbursement also is going to provide you a lot of benefits, including access to those claim specialists and those people that understand the billing and are monitoring those bills as they come in. They're not limiting what you can spend. They're just making sure that the people that are charging you for legitimate long-term care costs. And that's a key difference. And if you're new to Long-Term Care Radio, at the bottom of the hour, we always try to bring a client of the week. And what I want you to take away from this always, and I know I've listened to the show, I listen on the podcast, numbers on the radio are difficult, so I get that. Don't get hung up on the numbers. What I want you to really understand is the reasoning why we designed a plan this way, and understand that there's lots of variations of how we can set up a plan, how we can fund that plan, how much coverage that plan provides. That's really the takeaway. And this week's client of the week is just, it kind of ties into our show, because this was Beth, who Beth is 73 years old and she's single. She just recently lost her husband a couple years ago. And I look at people that are single in a different light, through a different lens, than I do people that are married. And the same way with people that have kids. I always ask that. We start out when we're sitting down to design a plan, and I ask for a lot of personal information. Tell me about your kids. How close are they? How involved are they? Oh, I'm over at my daughter's every day. I see my grandkids 8 times a week. That's different than, well, I have a daughter that lives in New York and I have a son that's over in Germany right now. And so we just need to know that, because if I'm in an extended healthcare situation, what we're looking at is, who is there looking out for you? How involved are these people? How involved do you want these people to be? Well, Beth is 73 and she's single. She lost her husband a couple years ago. They have no children. They never really thought about long-term care. You know, they had each other. They have a, you know, they had built up a very nice nest egg. So their balance sheet, so to speak, is very healthy. Meaning that if I'm coming in from a financial advisor point of view, I'm going to look down at Beth and say, you don't need to worry about long-term care. You have enough money to fund it. You're good to go. Beth had pension, she had Social Security, and she also had her required minimum distributions to come out of her IRA. And that money alone would last her, make her life was comfortable right now. Now, the additional assets that she had, a lot of them were tied up in property. And this property wasn't just any property. Some of the property was property that they wanted to be passed on to the family. They had several nephews and nieces. Her husband, when they were around, had purchased a family home that the family had used for years. Now, they don't have kids, but they have nephews and nieces and siblings, and that's where they wanted this property to go. So Beth was explaining this to me and just saying, look, I think I probably have enough money to self-insure long-term care, so I don't know if I need it. But she'd been listening to the radio. She came to one of our classes, and she was well aware of a lot of the other issues, because she had a friend that's recently going through long-term care using a long-term care insurance plan, she said, well, these people are helping her family with a lot of things that I didn't think about. For instance, like the plan of care from the doctor. How do I receive those services? How do I bring somebody into the home? That's where the case manager and a care coordinator and all those people work together. Those people come with the insurance plans. So that was really what caught her eye. The other thing is when we sat down and we looked at her assets, again, on paper, Beth had a lot of assets, but a lot of them were hard fixed assets. They weren't assets that were readily convertible into cash. She had a nice retirement account, but if she started spending that down to pay for long-term care, she knew that would increase her income, and it would also increase her Medicare costs, and then she had the chance of spending through her retirement account, where right now, taking required minimum distributions and her Social Security and her pension, she didn't have to worry about that. So the risk really is if she ends up in an extended healthcare situation and she needs additional money, where would that money come from? And that's the thing to keep in mind with long-term care. A lot of people think other expenses go away when I end up in a long-term care situation. That's just not true. Long-term care is above and beyond. It's an additional expense, and that's why it becomes so devastating to families and individuals out there that aren't prepared for it. So we sat down, we had a really nice conversation with Beth, and I started looking at some of her assets, and I said, tell me about some of your assets. And she had a little nest egg of some savings and CDs of about $300,000. And I said, what is this going to be used for? And she said, no, that's really my rainy day fund. She goes, I don't really tap that, but that would probably be the first money I use for long-term care. So we looked at her assets. We looked at the retirement accounts. I said, well, we don't want to use that. And so you would go to this $300,000 first. And she said, yes. And I said, are you going to use that $300,000 for anything else? And she said, no, I don't need to. I'm not an investor. I don't want to put it in the market. I have other assets. I have the income to manage those. I am comfortable. So knowing that, I said, what if we took that money that you have and we deposited that with an insurance company to leverage it up into long-term care? Would that make sense to you? And she said, yes, that's exactly what she wanted. So as opposed to her just leaving her $300,000 in the CDs and the savings, and that would be a finite amount of money, and now she's paying tax on the interest every year as well too. Remember that. What we're going to do is we're going to take that money and we're going to deposit it into an asset-based long-term care plan. These are the plans that we talk about that pay you back if you never use them. So here's what we did for Beth. And remember, Beth is 73 years old. Everybody else, her financial advisor, told her that she couldn't get long-term care insurance. She waited too long. And folks, I will tell you, that's just not true. If you're healthy, you're still in good health, you're still mobile, you're still moving around, you're still cognitive, you have a lot of options up to age 80. And from 80 to 85, there are still several options. So Beth had some great options, including the plan that we designed here, which is a lifetime benefit of long-term care. This was another question we had. Beth's mom lived to be 98 years old. She had two aunts that lived to be between 95 and 100 as well, too. So she has longevity in her family. She's not worried about dying in her 70s or 80s. She's really more worried about longevity. So we looked at an unlimited lifetime benefit plan for her. And this is what we did. We took a single deposit of $296,000. We deposited that with the insurance company. What that's going to provide for Beth now is $102,000 a year of tax-free long-term care benefit. That's $8,500 a month of long-term care benefit. This plan has a zero-day waiting period for home health care, meaning that if I go on claim in my own home or if I'm using a community, what they call a community service, like a adult daycare, I have 0 days of waiting. It means the plan of care is written by my doctor. I can start receiving my benefit. This plan is also going to give Beth $17,000 for home improvement and what we call medical equipment. So that means anything that she needs to make her home safe. She would like to age in place, but if she needs to put a stair lift in or a wheelchair ramp or bring an adjustable bed in, get an intravenous pump, she has $17,000 out of this plan to pay for that as well too. And she also has $17,000 to pay for caregiver training. But at the end of the day, what she's really concerned about is, where do I get the money to pay for my long-term care? Now she has $8,500 a month that will come in for as long as she needs it. When I say unlimited, it means you cannot run out of long-term care benefits. You could be on claim 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. It doesn't matter. That benefit will continue to come in. Now, the great thing about this plan is if Beth doesn't use the plan at all, she put $296,000 in, she's guaranteed to get $283,000 back. So she's going to get basically $100,000 or 100% of her money is going to be paid back to the estate. It's not quite the exact amount she put in because we maximized her long-term care, and because she's 73, that amount of insurance costs a little bit more than maybe if you're 67. But the bottom line is, she's like looking at it saying, well, I've got this money sitting on CDs and savings. It's not really doing anything. Now I can turn that into over $100,000 a year tax-free for as long as I need it. And what's great about that is that this will not affect her income. It will not make her have to pull out more money out of her retirement accounts. She can continue to receive her pension, her Social Security, and just take her RMDs, take the required minimum distributions, because now she has another $8,500 a month coming out for as long as she needs it. And this is such a great plan because this plan has what we call a concierge claim service, meaning this company, basically, when you call, what they will do is they will have somebody pick that phone up and they will assign someone to you that day, and that day becomes your contact for you and your family from day one. They will then bring in a second person as a backup in case that person is not there, but you're always going to have a direct line to talk to this person. Now, this is powerful for Beth because, again, Beth is not married. She does not have kids. And so whoever she is in that, you know, chooses to be in that power of attorney role, whether it's a niece or a nephew or somebody she hires, they have access to this 800 number and be able to talk to this person too. That person is going to coordinate the claims process. They're going to handle the care coordination. They're going to handle the case managers. They are going to manage this claim. And when people bill for the long-term care services, there is somebody on the other end of that making sure that Beth is getting charged for legitimate expenses, and they're going to match that up with the plan of care that the doctor requires. So she is protected that way. She doesn't have to worry about it. So this is just the plan that I really lean towards when I see single people, because it just gives you that group of professionals that are on your team. They're on your side of the table. They're your advocates. This company will actually even help get the claim filed. They will turn that claim on for Beth. They will get the necessary paperwork from the insurance company and do that. There's not another company out there that does it, and I just love that option. So again, lifetime benefits, a single deposit. She's guaranteed to get pretty much all of her money back if she doesn't use it. That's just going to go back to the estate tax-free. However, should she end up in long-term care, she has $102,000 a year tax-free for as long as she needs it. She's got access to the claims professionals, and this is just a wonderful peace of mind for Beth, and it allows her to really live out her golden years in comfort, knowing that she doesn't have to worry about making a tough financial situation like selling a fixed asset to try to pay for long-term care. Stick around. We're going to be back. We have a little bit more long-term care radio left, and I've got a lot of things to talk about. We'll be right back.
Many people with near or over $1 million in assets will mistakenly pay more in taxes in a long-term care situation than it would have cost them to set up an insurance plan to pay for the care needed. Learn more by attending Brian's free asset-based class. Sign up now at 525longtermcare.com.
My dad would always say the three worst words in the English language were shoulda, coulda, and woulda. So many people with retirement right around the corner or in the middle of it have the shoulda, coulda, wouldas facing them. They're not proactive. You didn't take care of the will. You didn't take care of the trust. They didn't do what was needed to do when it came to real estate and taxes. So right now, let's avoid the shoulda, coulda, wouldas and call Rick Gregorick. Rick Gregorick is my estate planner. I sat down with Rick, explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or a charitable trust, real estate or taxes. It is so complicated. You've got to rely on an expert like Rick, who is so kind and knowledgeable about all of it. So be proactive. Take control of your life now. You can schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick, my estate planner, yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Hey, it's Tori Monson with Beth, a client of 525 Advisors. And Beth, tell us why you and your sister got that joint long-term care plan.
We have Alzheimer's that runs on both sides of our family, and my father is in fairly advanced stages. My parents were smart enough in the 80s to purchase a long-term care policy. Unfortunately, they only have a 5-year benefit. We know what the costs are. We know what the value is. We know what 24/7 care in your home looks like. And so we were eager to put a policy in place for both of us that would have a lifetime benefit. I happen to listen to Cairo all the time, and on Saturday mornings would hear Brian and Madeline on their shows and decided to look into 525. Started having phone conversations with Brian, and my sister had separate calls, a lot of emails back and forth answering our questions, and he was able to find a plan that's actually a joint plan, my sister and I, and it saved us about $8,000 from having each of us have a separate plan. And just have been so grateful at the time and energy that both Madeline and Brian spent with us.
Yeah, they're a great team, aren't they?
They're fabulous. I would recommend them to anyone. It's a hard, complicated policy, and they cut through all of that and really listen to what it is you're looking for and what you need, and then come back with things that make sense.
So what does this mean for you to have this part of your planning taken care of?
Well, it's important for my husband and my children. They won't have to deal with it. Again, you know, we've seen firsthand what it looks like to have someone in long-term care. And so it's given us, both my sister and me, a sense of relief that this piece we just don't have to worry about.
Find out if long-term care could be a good option for your family. Attend one of Brian's upcoming classes. That's how my wife and I got started. You'll learn so much. You can register now at 525longtermcare.com.
Are you confused about the best way to protect your family and savings? Get answers now by listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, certified long-term care planning specialist with 525 Advisors.
And the countdown has begun for all of you that are not ready for Christmas. Saturday morning, get out there, get it done. I just, you know, my daughter this year gave me a big list, one of the first times. She was always the hard one to buy for. I grew up with all boys, so I'm always like asking her if she wanted a Red Ryder BB gun or a go-kart or a motorcycle, and she was always like, no, no, no. And this year she came to the table with like a list, a laundry list of things that she wants for Christmas, so actually makes it easier on us. I just got to get out there and get it done. But anyway, you're tuned into Long-Term Care Radio Saturday before Christmas. I appreciate everybody taking some time out to just really educate themselves about this extended healthcare events. I, you know, am passionate about this. I love doing what I do. I love teaching the classes. You just heard a testimonial there during the break. And, you know, these are our clients. These are people that, like you, maybe just started out and listened for a year, and then they came to a class, and they really, you know, they had some experience. Like Beth had an experience with her parents with Alzheimer's. I mean, it is real, folks. It is absolutely real. And like I say, I always have two clients. I have the people that lived through it with a family member, and so they see how long-term care insurance works firsthand. And then the other people I get coming in are the people that have just been diagnosed with something, you know, maybe Parkinson's or something, and it's not severe yet, but they want to get insurance now, and that's too late. So you really want to get in and learn about your options when you're healthy and find out how you can design a plan. And you just heard the client of the week there. Just, you know, that's what we do. We sat down with Beth and I design a plan that is different for her than the plan that I have for myself. However, at the end of the day, they're going to do the same things. They're going to provide us with a meaningful tax-free long-term care benefit to pay for care, and it's going to provide us access to those professionals to help us manage our claim. We started off with this show with the question from the week of Mark saying, I don't want my kids to be in control of my finances, so how do the insurance companies pay this out? And that's what we spent some time talking, your cash benefits or your reimbursement. The reimbursement provides you with those claim specialists, those care coordinators, those case managers, that 800 number that you can call or your kids can call. And I always say you, but it's really going to be somebody else, especially if it's a cognitive situation. You're not going to be calling. Your kids are going to be calling, trying to make decisions. And I just had a client in this last week that delivered a policy, and he was explaining to me, you know, how his dad had dementia, and they put him in a facility while his dad was still physically fit. And they got this call saying that his dad wasn't there anymore. They called the police on his dad, and they moved him out of this facility and took him up to a psych ward. And they found his dad, you know, strapped down in a room up there on a bunch of medications. And he's like, you know, what do you do in those situations? And that's why having access to these professionals professionals that have been there, that have done that, that understand that is just key. And that's why when I see somebody like Beth, our client of the week, that's single, I look at that. That's a very valuable benefit to have that concierge service, that claims concierge is what we call it. However, if I'm living like the Waltons and I've got my kids and my grandkids and we're all on one big family and everybody's going to be around, I might just take that cash benefit to bring additional money in to, that I can use to pay for informal care. So there's no perfect answer, but what we want to do is design a plan that is right for your situation. And that's really what we do. And by the way, if you can't make it to a class, we have a lot of information on our website at 525 Long Term Care. And really, you're going to see, just click that Start Here button that's in the big Long Term Care radio button. You click on that, and that's going to just kind of walk you some of the processes we go through, a little bit of the stuff we talk about in our class. And you can learn a lot there. But my big point for everybody is be your own advocate. Take some time. Put a little bit of effort into this. We are here to answer those questions and really just bring some clarity to all these decisions. Our goal is not to sell anybody anything. We don't want you on the wrong program with the wrong company. We want you at the right program for you with the right company. And that's going to be something that we're going to work on together. So let's talk, you know, a little bit too here before we go. I just think that so many people look at long-term care planning as just simply a money issue. And I remember, you know, my grandmother was married to her third husband, and that would be a whole different show. We would burn a whole hour on that. So I'm not going to get into how she got to number three, but she married him in her 70s. Well, I remember this guy would write two or three checks a week for a car payment that he didn't even have. And, you know, we kind of look at it and say, well, that's kind of funny, but at the same sense, that's just really the reality of managing your finances, doing something we've done every day for our life, write checks, deposit checks, manage our bank account, you know, pay our bills on time. Those are the things that kind of disappear for a lot of people when they end up in long-term care situations. Some people are cognitive. They're fine. They can still manage their finances. They just need help. But a lot of people, just by the time they're taking medications, like my grandmother was taking so many pain medications for her sciatica and sleeping medications, that she just wasn't really fit financially. So my mom had to step into that role of getting her Social Security checks and making sure everything was deposited and making sure the bills were paid. And that is the reality that, you know, those are some of those situations we don't think about in a long-term care situation. We just think, well, I've got enough money. I'm not worried about it. But who's going to actually pay that bill for you? Who's going to manage that money? And I have a story I'll tell you that one of our clients is a manager at one of these assisted living facilities in Mercer Island. And one of the things that she said is people will come in, they have a waiting list, and she will say, how are you going to pay for this? Well, I've got $4 million. And her second question is, how are you going to pay for this? Well, I have $4 million. And her third question is, how are you going to pay for this? And what she's looking for is, who's going to write the check? How am I going to have to track you down? You know, Mike Tyson used to do this. He used to roll into town and he'd buy like a Bentley and take it out to the bar and tear around for two or three days in Detroit and then just leave it. And he'd tell the car dealer to send the bill to his accountant. I mean, he never wrote the check. He didn't have to worry about that. So we kind of laugh at that, but the same thing with these assisted living facilities are saying, look, your son's in control of your finances now. Where's your son live? Oh, he's in Hawaii. Well, how easy is it going to be for me to get him to write a check every month? And so long-term care gives us a dedicated source. It gives us that dedicated bucket of money to pay for care. And that's what she was saying. When someone comes in and they're looking at our facility and they say, you know what? My name is Beth and I have a lifetime benefit of $8,500 a month from a long-term care insurance company. They're going to put a little gold star by your name because they know now that they can get direct billing, meaning when they send that bill to the insurance company, that check's going to show up. And that's what's wonderful about long-term care plans. It gives us that dedicated source of money to pay for the care. It's kind of like the way we do it, right? We have our savings, we have our vacation fund, we have our retirement account. Well, we're not going into our retirement account to pay for our plane tickets to Hawaii. We're going to our vacation fund. And when we don't have the money for our vacation fund, it's like, well, we get a little squirrely about pulling money out somewhere else. And that's the same way long-term care planning works. This is just going to give you and your family a dedicated source to get that long-term care when you need it. It's going to give you permission to receive the care you need it because you're not worried about where the money comes from. And you just get all those other wonderful things. Like I said, the team of professionals. You know, when your house burns down, they don't send you a check. They actually help you get it rebuilt. They understand how to get permits. They understand all that stuff. That's the same thing with long-term care insurance. These internal case managers, these care coordinators understand that a physical impairment is different than a cognitive impairment and that it requires different levels of help, and they're going to help guide your family members to getting you in a facility or bringing the people in that can manage that care situation. And so that's really what it's about. And ultimately, just remember, long-term care situations can tear families apart. And we're rolling into Christmas, and really that is the number one asset that we all have for most people is their family. And you don't want that burden, that undue burden. That's what most of my clients believe. They don't want to be a burden to their kids. Well, they're not talking financial burden. They're talking emotional and physical burden as well, too. They just don't want that. So really, really think about that. I love the fact that we have so many people that listen to the show every week. We get the feedback. We love all the feedback. You can always contact us through our website at 525longtermcare.com. And again, sign up for our class. It's right there on the upcoming events, the homepage. January 18th at 9 a.m. is our next class. The class is free. As a general rule, I usually try to have everybody out by 11 in the morning. So get you in, get you out, go on with your day. But it's a great way for you to come in and ask questions and really wrap your mind around some of these new options and these new programs and start having that discussion with your family members. And for those of you at Christmas, you know, don't be afraid to bring that up to your parents. Should you end up in an extended healthcare situation, how are we gonna pay for that? What bucket of money do you guys have set aside? Have you thought about this? A lot of you may have parents in their 60s or 70s or even approaching 80 that could still qualify for a long-term care plan, so it's never too late. So again, thanks everybody for tuning in, and all of our information is available at 525longtermcare.com. Again, that's 525longtermcare.com. And down in the bottom while you're there, read some of those top-rated local. Those are reviews. You're starting to hear some of them on the radio that we're doing with Dory. But also look down there at the top-rated local. You're going to see that there's a lot of people that have taken time to put reviews in about how we work and just the peace of mind that it brings them. And lastly, I just want to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas. I hope you have a safe, wonderful holidays. That's right in the middle of the week this week, which is going to be kind of, I know, stressful for some people, and maybe some people will get an extra few days off. But I hope everybody just has a wonderful time. We will be back next week with another new show. So thanks for tuning in to Long-Term Care Radio.
Thanks for listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Event info, planning resources, and long-term care radio podcasts can all be found at 525longtermcare.com. To schedule an appointment with Brian Ott, call 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188. For more information on the show or to sign up for a free long-term care planning class, visit 525longtermcare.com. Tune in next Saturday morning at 7 to Long-Term Care Radio with your host, Brian Ott, on Cairo Radio.